Okay, and we're coming into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. We've been covering intensively in the first hour the New Zealand cover-up of how that attack happened and who did it. And anybody who has restreamed the videos has been threatened with a 14-year jail term, right? whoa. Shocking. And then went on to cover about what Trump was doing about silencing these Silicon Valley tech giants, Google, Facebook, Twitter, who are ripping people asunder and deplatforming people, etc., etc., and not a finger being laid on them, right? So it's looking bad for Trump, I can tell you. And we read out Mike Adams's outstanding articles on that subject, because he is being targeted directly by the same people. And just a brief article here before we go to Deborah Tavares, some video audio she said. Experts warn about harmful side effects of 5G, which requires 20,000 satellites beaming narrowband signals to Earth that can fry the cells of all living things. And this is individual satellites that are attacking, as well as on the ground cell towers and smart meters. But you can try to run, but you certainly won't be able to hide from the devastating impact of 5G, fifth generation wireless communications technology, should the tech successfully complete its planned rollout over the next several years. According to reports, the scheme involves launching some 20,000 satellites into orbit, along with potentially millions of small cell towers here on the ground, in order to saturate the planet with radioactive transmission signals. Well, as it is, the insect population and bees, not just bees, all are drastically dying and disappearing. And that will be a total wipeout. A test run in the Netherlands of a city, The Hague, I think it was, killed thousands of birds in a few minutes of it starting up. The wireless industry, of course, insists that the high-speed technology is completely safe. Joke. The insurance industry refused to insure the technology that was quarter that strength, or 10% of it, 15 years ago. And they carry their own risk. They're not insured, as does the federal government. But Dr. Sharon Goldberg, a professor and doctor of internal medicine, insists otherwise. Wireless radiation has biological effects. Her recent testimony before the Senate, which can be watched on YouTube, I wonder if they'll leave that up. There is no longer a subject for debate when you look at PubMed and the peer-reviewed literature. 5G causes cardiomyopathy, DNA, and neuropsychiatric damage and cancer, warns Dr. Goldberg. Even if the existing 3G and 4G wireless technologies, which are substantially weaker than 5G, to be problems are widespread. These effects are seen in all forms, plants, animals, insects, microbes, Dr. Goldberg contends. In humans, we have clear evidence of cancer now. There's no question we have evidence of DNA damage, cardiomyopathy, which is the precursor of cognitive heart failure. Nobody can yet say for sure the extent of how harmful 5G will be until the switch is flipped. Well, it'll be the amount of people coming down with cancer, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, this is the subject area that there's two videos we picked out for today. I think Ken has them there. The first one was Deborah Tavares, Earthquakes, EMP, 5G Attacks, etc. It's 45 minutes. We'll stop it for the outbreaks, etc. But if that one is available, Ken, we'll run with that. And she's been introduced by somebody at a key meeting in California. And it's all her stuff is on YouTube still. But she has her own site called StopTheCrime.net. And it's packed with a lot of very, very good information. Okay. Is that ready to pull up, Ken? Yeah, 45 minutes, quite long, but it's devastating information about 5G, earthquakes, and direct energy weapons. We'll just wait for it to come up, I hope. Okay. What else can I say about it? It's It's everywhere you look. Britain, in America, in Europe, they're pushing for 5G and the smart meters. And the definition of smart meters, I have it here. It's SMART, secret militarized arms in residential technologies. That is what 5G is. I'll just write a note here. Okay. Let me just get an answer back in a minute. No, not muted. But the entire telecom electricity companies across the world have no public liability insurance cover for customers, users of 4G, 5, 3, 4, and 5G transmissions because the entire insurance industry led by Lloyd's of London have refused outright to insure such a risk because of the massive health risks to the general public. The LED street lighting installed across the UK these past few years are so equally dangerous to human health as described below. Homeowners in Newcastle in the northwest of England have recorded radiation rates of 4,000 MV units in their bedrooms from nearby towers. The only safe level is approximately 20 MV units for adults. The risk to children is just truly shocking. There is no legal requirement to have a smart meter installed per status regulation by the Energy Watchdog. And it says, beware of the telemarketers doorstepping energy supplier staff telling you that it is a legal requirement. This is a barefaced lie in the UK. You will also see the repulsive Kirsty Allsop. These are two schmucks who run property programs. And Phil Spencer, who have been paid hundreds of thousands of pounds to doing an ad advising people how a trendy and efficient and useful are smart meters. And it says smart meters are extremely dangerous and a criminal scam, as the following evidence can attest to. To have one installed at no extra cost is a barefaced lie. Smart meter rollout can be completed, is to be completed by the end of 2020. It is to cost the consumer in the UK £11 billion, which is an extra £420 per meter customer, whether you have one installed or not. They are supposed to get rid of estimated bills, but they are based on a yearly payment plan, which is a new title for a more insidious estimated and inflated bill method. You will also be charged for more at peak times from 4 to 8 p.m. under another time of use charge. Sorry, I just had to write another message here. Deborah Tavares, or wait, by DB. Tavares T. Okay. Just waiting for a response to that. Yeah, the controllers of smart meters can switch off your supply at a stroke of a keyboard. They can also switch off individual appliances in your house, right? Not only that, but what they believe, the excessive use of household device can be reduced. And also they'll be implementing the fines attached to, government fines attached to carbon footprint usage, or your level of carbon footprint. Yes, I have that up there. Yeah, okay. They can calculate how many showers you have, when you're cooking, when you're using a washing machine, and when you are home. And again, smart meters can be hacked, and hackers can find out whether you're in or out of the house if they want to raid your house. And so the data on a hacker once into your system can shut down or switch on a specific household device, and they can alter the software data on the smart meter. Hackers can easily cause fire in your house if they are proficient enough in such software system. Well, smart meters as such can send massive high energy pulses through the system. And Deborah Tavares was saying is they have been instrumental with these directed energy weapons for setting houses on fire, which is part of the Northern California wipeout. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, she has proven a shadow of a doubt are behind this. And who owns that? The Rothschilds. Smart meters give off enormous amounts of EMF radiation at rates as high as 14,000 pulses per minute or more. Over 100,000 such smart meters are withdrawn in Canada last year. Well, the original phase one of them is now faulty, and they're going to have to start replacing them in the UK, which is really going to cost the companies a lot. Those are the idiots who have allowed them to be installed in their house. So the EMF radiation damage to young children from these smart meters is quite shocking. Not only are they running the above listed scams, they will be charging you for both kilowatt usage and several daily rates. They will also be charging you for a thing called KVA, usage capacity, which is their estimated cost of delivering the kilowatt power to you, right? Double and treble charging. The normal background microwatts per square meter in a house is 4 megawatts per square meter. Most of the smart meters were operating at 1800. This gives rise to severe sleep disorders, headaches, especially in young children, not to mention damage to the blood-brain barrier. This is to be the subject of later article by BJ Barden. Children in Newcastle are now getting spontaneous nosebleeds, which is directly being attacked by high-powered 5G systems installed in Newcastle and Sheffield, which are test cities for this system. As is the pulse from three other household items, such as microwaves, roaming phones, remote baby monitors, and induction ovens, which I'm sick telling people to get rid of out of their houses. They don't need them. Baby monitors in America have been recorded as running at 1,800 units instead of 10 or 20. People are using these Wi-Fi remote baby monitors in the house to keep an eye on children. But the children have been deluged with radiation. I mean, how smart is that? And Deagle, who has researched and increased the instance of induction ovens. Deagle was warning about this 5 years ago, that women who work around induction ovens for long periods, if they're pregnant, have a very high percentage of miscarriages, etc. But the article I wrote is that do not accept the introduction of smart meters. This is a grotesque money-making scam with no regard for individuals' physical or mental health and no advantage to the customer, only 99% of the advantage to the suppliers and government. He said, if you move into a new dwelling, this is the UK, with a smart meter, you can demand it to be removed. But of course, they'll change the law on that soon and make them compulsory, and that's when the real aggravation will start. In all cases, the reason to remove has to be on health grounds, as that is the way to fight it legally in the UK. You've got a very strong case there. As stated above, the entire telecom and electricity companies are operating without liability insurance for health risks to the users and general public. The seven most dangerous appliances, again, I've just read them out: smart meter, microwave, roaming phone, induction oven, Wi-Fi, and the high-powered computer router, and any of these smart devices. As I said, the definition of smart is not just smart, clever. It is, its original name was based on the military. It's a militarized, weaponized technology. And SMART stands for Secret Militarized Arms in Residential Technologies. Okay? And that's where people are regarding smart meters, okay. But, okay, can't contact the board up. What's going on? Venezuelan power outage proves that the value of Bitcoin where the grid goes down is exactly zero. Just reading this article, and who's this? Ethan Huff writing this article. The massive power outage that occurred throughout most of Venezuela earlier this month once again brought to light the importance that during a major grid down event in which electricity is no longer available, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin instantly become non-existent. I see a yes response here. Do we have the first video audio from Tower Tavares? We can go with that if we have it, okay?
not only smart meters, but all of this EMF technology and what she calls silent weapons for quiet wars. And she has also become an amazing radio personality. She's very popular, and mainly, which radio station was it?
Well, I've been on the Power Hour. I have some new YouTubes up now, but I had my program on the Jeff Rentz radio show for over a year.
I actually got her start with Dr. Stan Monteith, that many of you know, and he loved her. And she's spoken on all sorts of wonderful programs. So without further ado, let me welcome Deborah.
I have to say, it's with great sorrow and sadness that I'm going to be talking to you tonight. And I can say that what we face is more than we ever thought. And I want to just go into some fire conversation right now. Angela, you did a wonderful job on your presentation, but I want to tell you a little bit more about what's happening. We drove through Coffee Park as they've started to remove the demolition of all the concrete and footings. And there are large scoop outs on the ground. Many of you can drive through that now and see that. And the first rain or so that occurred a week or so after the fires filled up those ponds. So we went to the Marin Sonoma Vector Control meeting to find out about what will happen with mosquitoes this season. There is an alert because there is early larva production because of the heat. And they are extremely concerned about West Nile virus. And we have divots all over the county. Now, West Nile is weaponized. It is a weaponized disease. Mosquitoes. It's weaponized, just like Lyme disease. Lyme disease was weaponized on Plum Island, when we brought back scientists after World War II in Project Paperclip. So we are being set up on by many assaults. So not just the directed energy weapons, and likely the smart meters were involved in the fires as well, because we know that they blow up. We know that they send pulsed frequencies. You can go online and you can look at all the homes that have been burned up from the deployment. Deployment is a military term for inserting equipment for a plan. Now, I have to tell you, Orlean and I, a few years ago, happened to have a proxy for the PG&E annual shareholders meeting. And while we were down there sitting in the audience, they were introducing some of the higher-ups in the first few rows. And I heard the name Rothschild. And I elbowed Orlean and I said, "Did you hear that? Rothschild." So I went back and I did some research. Rothschild is in charge of all of the utilities across the country. Rothschild. And it is a nefarious plan. And we face many, many things, not only the deployment of the smart meters for causing directed energy weapon attacks in our homes from the frequencies, and all of the dirty electricity that's coming in on our house lines, really literally traveling through the walls, going into underwire bras, wire box spring mattresses, money in your pocket, belt buckles, you name it. We're being irradiated. This is a plan. This is all part of the genocide plan. So okay. Here in Sonoma County, what we also discovered was what they're doing with
the Tavares after the break. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Money in your pocket, belt buckles, you name it. We're being irradiated. And this is all part of the genocide plan. So here in Sonoma County, what we also discovered was what they're doing with the material that they're taking away from all the burned areas. We followed some of the dump trucks, and we actually talked to some of the dump truck drivers. They were parking their dump trucks in the Home Depot parking lot and then walking over to the hotel. And what we discovered was we were told that they're carting away all of the rubble from the concrete, the footings, the foundations. They're scooping that up and they're taking that to the rock quarries. There are several rock quarries nearby. That material is going to be reused, recycled, and brought back into our community. The concern with this reused material is that it will not have the same tolerances that it had before it was burned so ferociously with directed energy weapons. So how do we know they're directed energy weapons? They're using them globally, all over the world, on villages, on people. This is not a unique situation here. We're not a test case. We're just part of the global community of heavy assaults with a weaponized reality that we live in, sadly. Other parts of our country are experiencing different kinds of weaponized weather assaults. Tornadoes, floods, rains. It's massive. We got hit, and we know it now. It's different when you hear on the news that someone else is swimming out of their home, surrounded by snakes. It's different when you're getting up yourselves at 1 or 2 in the morning. We were heavily geoengineered prior to the fires and the weeks or so after the fires to hold down all the heavy toxins that were in the environment so we would bathe in those toxins. People were having bloody noses, throwing up blood. Was that ever reported? Did you ever hear about those health effects from the fire victims? You didn't, and you won't. So we look at what is occurring with the refuge and the idea that we would be a Superfund site. And of course, Superfund sites are a way in which they steal money. They get millions and millions of dollars to clean up toxic areas like at military bases. And they never clean the sites up. The money disappears. So this leads me to something that's very important that I want to talk about that's happening right here in River City right now. I just also wanted to add that during the fire meetings, there were people that went to the vets building that had lost their homes, and that entire setup for the meetings for all these victims was the Delphi technique. So what do I mean by that? There were hundreds of people that were literally suffering from shock, literally from shock. And they had to line up in lines of hundreds of people to get to one guy at a table for, let's say, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer or the EPA. If they had specific questions, rather than having a panel in the front and everybody could hear the questions, they divided it up. It's the way in which they control the conversation, and they divide people up so people aren't talking to one another either. And it was heartbreaking to see the disaster that had just happened that was a hit on our area and see the people so abused with the techniques that roll through our cities all the time. But I want to also say this. Many of you may have seen this. This came out just after the fires. Okay? It says, climate changed. Global warming presents a new era of fire danger. So they're telling us we're going to have a lot more directed energy hits. They're telling us that, and we know that. Okay? They say in here, that's the way it is with warming climate, dry weather, reduced moisture, said Governor Jerry Brown in a press conference last week. These kinds of catastrophic events have happened, and they are going to continue to happen. So you've been warned. You've been warned. This is a warning. They know the kinds of weapons that are being used. Okay? Now I'm going to jump into this. This is called the NASA War Plan. For those of you that go to stopthecrime.net, I would urge you to take a look at the NASA War Plan, because it is a plan using silent weapons against all of us for mass genocide and control of all clothing, vitamins, food, housing, globally, and of all people, of all people. It is a fingerprintless plan. It is a silent weapons plan. And I want to tell you what it says here, because we're going to be faced with this. Hopefully this won't go down on me. This is a heavy plan in many ways. On page 82 of the NASA War Plan, it says that they'll have nuke delivery.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Deliveries. They'll sink ships off the shoreline, detonate and produce tidal waves and radioactive plumes. They'll have ganged micro rockets. They'll Trojan horse everything: ships, boats, planes, cars, trucks, packages, cargo, and containers. The targeted effects include tidal waves, EMPs, that's an electric pulse, earthquakes, and radiation blasts. On page 90, they talk about chaos and Trojan horse everything, and the use of Fry microwave lasers, and they'll blow things up. So it's important to understand that the Air Force has the capacity to silently and quickly sabotage the enemy systems without raising alarm, an option afforded by the silent weapons system without raising alarm, lasers, and the weather weapons that are being used against us. What I want to tell you about the earthquakes is this.
It is heavy.
We own property in Southern California, and about 5 years ago, State Farm canceled the earthquake policy that we had on some multifamily dwellings. And I felt right then that they were getting out of the market because they know there's going to be an earthquake, because they can create and do create earthquakes with Tesla technology. That's what we're seeing happening all over the world. So we got canceled, and then I've just received this request, action requested, important information to update or consider with our policy. And it says, most Californians live within 30 miles of an active earthquake fault. Your earthquake risk is real, So is the benefit of earthquake coverage. Everything that is being done to us is market driven. It's all for profit and money by those few that are controlling global assets. And they control our local cities as well. I could go on and on with this NASA document. I could tell you more. And they're using towers for mind control. Mind control. And that leads me in to what's going to be happening here next. I have many radio shows that I've done deeper conversations on the NASA war document. So I'd urge you to go to stopthecrime.net or just type in YouTube, the NASA war plan, and you'll hear many conversations more in depth about that plan. It's consuming. It's a consuming plan. And it was put together by our military and by the corporate structure that runs America. Sadly, we are not the country that we have been fooled into believing that we are. And I'm actually going to read this to you. This is James Traficant. He is a patriot, and he was a congressman. He was falsely imprisoned and served 7 years and was nearly killed while he was in prison. He was known as being America's last minute man. This is his book. And I'm going to read to you what he said on the floor and got into the record. And this is critical because this is what we face and this is what we have. The bankruptcy of the United States, and this went into record March 17th of 1993. But we were bankrupted during the Civil War and certainly in 1933 when we were collateralized against the debt. Our birth certificates were collateralized against the debt, and all land and property was collateralized against the debt. We effectively own nothing, and we are sharecroppers on the land. This is why we're seeing land grabs. This is what we saw at the Bundy Ranch. We were up there covering the Bundy Ranch, and it is a massive land grab under UN Agenda 21. And Clark County, where that ranch is, has signed on and is abiding to the climate action plans in UN Agenda 21, just as all of our cities and counties across the country and other countries have signed on to this. There's really nowhere that I have not found a climate action plan. The bankruptcy of the United States. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it is a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government had been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933, declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent. Goes on to say that the joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and aggravate the gold clause dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments, and it's further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. We do not have the representative government that we have been psychologically programmed to believe that we have. And our children are learning the same thing we learned. And this is very, very dangerous. Our educational system is extremely dangerous. going to read a few things. And this may be rather startling as well. First, I just want to say that CAL FIRE has been tasked here in Sonoma County to come up with the cause of the fire. It's important to understand that CAL FIRE has signed on to UN Agenda 21 policies. You will never hear about directed energy weapons. You will never hear about the smart meter's effect on these fires. You will never hear that. Never. Now, we have a YouTube up, and it's called The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. This was put on the internet 2.5 years ago when I was on the program with Jeff Rentz just after the assassination attempt on his life. And what this is, the plan that I discussed, it's actually two plans. The first plan has now occurred here in Sonoma County and, of course, in Southern California as well, where our research team found two documents out of the California Public Utility Commission and Pacific Gas and Electric when they were being sued for spying on those people that were effectively breaking out the news across the country about the smart meters. There was a tremendous amount of spying by Pacific Gas and Electric. And I'll never forget the morning that the Chronicle called me and said, "Deborah, how does it feel being spied on by Pacific Gas and Electric?" And I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." They said, "Well, your name is in the documents." I said, "Well, they spy on us with the smart meters. They've deployed something against our will that's dangerous. How could I expect that they wouldn't be spying?" And then there was a smart meter expert, the actual executive of PG&E, who tried to get into our Google group for the anti-smart meter movement, and he was caught falsifying his name and subsequently fired. And the reason I'm telling you this is that when we discovered that Rothschild is running Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison, we then understood what was happening. This is another reason why in the silent in the document, the NASA war plan that I just showed you, there are 8 references to an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, as what they're going to do. Has anyone ever wondered why we have not hardened up our electrical grid? People have been talking since 2002 to harden up the electrical grid in the United States. They've hardened up the electrical grid in Russia and in China, and they've done a fairly good job in Canada. Nothing in the United States. Why? Because the utilities, of which there are thousands across the country, are run by Rothschild, and the lobbyists do not want the grid hardened. This is all part of a silent weapons takedown. As Angela referred, this is wealth redistribution. This is collapsing our society as we have known it, and this is eliminating the haves and have-nots. I'm going to jump into a number of different topics, but I also want to say that they've hired the criminals to literally be involved in the rebuild of Santa Rosa. What do I mean by that? James Witt, he's a former FEMA guy, and he came out of the Clinton era as the Federal Emergency Management Agency administrator. He's here in town. He's tapped in October to lead the fire recovery nonprofit Rebuild the North Bay. He headed FEMA in the 1990s, but more recently founded a corporation called EB5 Global Management, LLC, which seeks to capitalize on a controversial U.S. law that grants fast-track permanent resident status to foreign nationals in exchange for large investments in this area. They can take, take $5 million and, of course, above, and guarantee citizenship and 10 jobs. They're harmonizing the rebuild. They're moving in and creating a different society here in Sonoma County. That's what's behind this. And so, but we have many behind the scenes. I want to talk about this. Because, like you, I've wondered, how on earth is all of this being funded? How can they spray us every day overhead with the jets, cause fires, cause global weather upheaval, and pay for all of this? Well, one of the ways is the CAFR. Maybe many of you have heard about the CAFR. It's a comprehensive annual financial report that each incorporated city, and each incorporated county, they're all doing business. They are incorporated. They do not work for you. You think you vote these people in. You do not. They run the Delphi technique. They have policies in place that are predetermined. This is all over the country. This is all over the country. It's not just here in Sonoma County. The CAFR report is important to understand, and I would recommend that everybody check out some videos. Actually, a friend of ours did an excellent video. His name is Jerry Day, and he explains the CAFR in the most logical terms that I've heard. But the bottom line for the CAFR is it's a deliberate and massive swindle that is perpetrated by every government agency from your local school district all the way up to the federal government. So all of the agencies, we're talking the public health departments, we're talking about all the agencies. They are all agencies of a corporate government setup, and they are stealing money. They're doing a double bookkeeping. Any of you that are accountants, you'll be loving to dive into this CAFR. It's a big plot to steal all of our public funds. As soon as our revenue goes into government, they skim off millions and trillions of dollars, and they put it in the corporate funding on the New York Stock Exchange. It is an enormous money laundering scheme to finance the takedown of all of us. They offshore our jobs. They're reducing America into literally being taken over by robots. How many of you have heard about all the robots? Okay.
Last night on Coast to Coast.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about that too. Because in the NASA war document, they tell us this. You can download this from stopthecrime.net as part of the NASA war document. This is just a collection of some of the pages, but they say this. The presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, technologies, no pixie dust. This is about robots, cyborgs, and humans. We're in a transhumanization period of time. This is why the massive genocide. This was put together by the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, the Australian Department of Defense, and many others. This is a global plan. This is what they said, and when I was looking for this and found this about 5 years ago, I was horrified, because I didn't think when I saw this that this was anything relevant. It just said circa 2025, future war. And I thought, well, I'll just scan it and see what it looks like. And I came upon, interestingly enough, page 66. That was the first page I hit when I opened up this document. And here's what it said. Increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large. Humans are too heavy. Humans are too tender. Humans are too slow physically and mentally. We require huge cost, and humans have rapidly to decreasing negative value. They are replacing us. We went to a meeting down at the Dominican College a few years ago, and I found this information that I would like to read that is unthinkable. It talks about the changes that we're going to experience. And while I'm hunting for that, I'm going to tell you about this, because we're in a war of frequencies. We're in a amped up world of frequencies that we can physically, we can't survive. 5G is coming in. We did a YouTube. I would recommend everybody take a look at it. Lou and I went to an IEEE meeting in San Jose.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A few years ago, we paid a lot of money to attend. They tried to steal his camera. They had him backed up against the wall, and we were able to convince them that we weren't going to give them the camera, but instead we got a letter from their Park Avenue, New York law firm saying if we used any footage of the filming there, they would sue us. So what we did was we took copious notes, and it's up on YouTube. It's called IEEE, Technology Future Death Trap. Again, IEEE, IEEE, Technology Future Death Trap, Deborah Taveras. IEEE stands for Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and they meet globally all over the world, and they design your future. And it is all done on the Delphi technique. Those engineers that were at these meetings from all over the world were put at tables with the easels and were asked questions. These people, really, engineers, don't know how they're being led into the demise of the plans that they are creating. And it was surreal to see the Delphi technique being orchestrated every single place we went. But I want to talk to you about what I just found on the IEEE website. about 5G, and 5G is coming. And that's why I have the YouTube, the Cooking of Humanity. I would certainly ask all of you to take a look at the Cooking of Humanity. And in order to understand what the Cooking of Humanity is, Lou and I flew up to Portland, Oregon a few years ago to interview Barry Trower. He's considered a foremost expert globally on weaponized warfare. And we went up there so that we could interview him. I'm going to read a few things that he tells us. And then I'd certainly urge you to all look at the YouTube, The Cooking of Humanity. In every year since the 1960s, I trained the government microwave warfare establishment. I looked at all aspects of microwave warfare. I had a lot of expertise in the microwave field, and I was asked if I would carry on with this research. He said, "We are in a new Cold War, and this is why countries all over the world are developing microwave weapons." He says, "I really mean they are developing microwave weapons. And this is why all the microwave transmitters are going up everywhere, because somebody, if they wanted to, could use them for other effects." And they are. They're doing that now. The system is up and running. Years ago, our government said to its scientists, "When it comes to microwaves, you will only talk about things to do with heat. That's it. Only to talk about heat." So they won't even discuss anything else other than heat. They will deny anything that doesn't have anything to do with heat. They even deny all their 40 years of research leading up to this, although they've said that this heat can cause cancer and all the damage. They say, no, it can't. We're only looking at heat, and that's all that matters is heat. So, he said, for the last 40 years, the English government has been lying to the people, and the American, Canadian, and Australian governments and other global governments have been lying to its people. They have been lying to protect industry and to protect their profits. So they are really not, they're really liars, and it's provable, sanctioned by the World Health Organization. Without a shadow of a doubt, it is the same people that sit on the ICNAP certificate. They sit on our government's health protection agencies.
And we'll go to the top of the hour break, and then we'll finish up the 10 minutes of the next hour, okay?
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.